Greetings and welcome back to Touring the Ozarks. Today we're in beautiful downtown West Plains with Emily Long. Emily, early we talked a little bit about beautification of downtown, said something about the flowers. You guys have the pots now, but what are you looking to do in the future?
Well, thank you for asking. So we get lots of great feedback from the community about the flowers downtown. And so in partnership with West Plains Bank, we're hoping to expand those next year down east in West Main. We're still working out the watering system, as you saw me, you know, carting around that 20-gallon thing. But yeah, we're hoping to expand the flowers also along the front with the signs welcoming to downtown, sprucing those up, adding little flowers down there, and just continuing to beautify West Plains, not only with flowers, but also with art. I don't know if you've seen the mural that we put in Cass Avenue.
I have not.
And there's also one coming into West Dixon alleyway as well with different books. A window into each book. So we're adding lots of murals, and then on the street, we're going to be doing something similar to what Mountain Home did in their downtown in the Baker District, and adding art walks. We're not calling them crosswalks, but art walks, and adding murals across some of the points where people typically cross the street, just to raise awareness with traffic and slow people down and beautify.
What the beautification is huge, and you mentioned Mountain Home, and I'm so glad when I hear leaders talk about other things that are happening in other places, because we can get so locked up in thinking our way is the only way, this is the only way to get it done. So I'm proud of you for looking at what Mountain Home is doing. I love what's going on right now with downtown West Plains, and we've got the holidays coming up. Mm-hmm. What's going on with Christmas in downtown West Plains? They used to have a great big Christmas tree. I didn't know if you're going to have that or not this year.
Absolutely. So the tree lighting is on December 1st, you know, and the tree lighting is one thing, but we also, downtown gets to be the first one that has the Christmas lights put up from the city. So in November, they start putting up the Christmas lights, which takes them 2 solid weeks around town.
Really?
Yes. So they'll put up the Christmas lights. We have the tree lighting ceremony on December 1st. We actually have some live music coming in for the tree lighting ceremony this year. Dallas Jones and Molly Healy.
Love Molly.
Yeah, Molly has toured with the Tonk and some Springfield bands as well, the Daredevils. So they're going to be coming in to play for the ceremony. And, you know, it's just going to be really sweet downtown and one other thing.
Yes.
Window displays. So we're having a window display contest just like they used to back in the old days.
With artwork and whatnot?
With Downtown on the Square.
Cool.
Yeah. So you'll be able to walk around and see how the different businesses have decorated their windows.
Now, is there going to be any judging on that, or how do we determine who wins that?
You know, there will be some judging on that, and I think we'll probably do it along with the December downtown stroll. So the first Thursday in December, we'll work out those details and be sure to post those on social media.
And that downtown on the stroll, if I'm not mistaken, is that every Thursday, the first Thursday? How's that working out? What is that?
Sure. So the first Thursday of each month through December, we have a stroll from 4 to 7 p.m. where the businesses stay open late. They create activities that are absolutely free, and they are great for all ages. Kids tend to love it. And then you can get your downtown passport stamped, which is also another free activity. And then there's a drawing for that that passport every 2 months, and it's like $300 worth of prizes.
That's awesome. You guys are putting that stuff together. Another awesome thing is when you do all these things, I'm sure that takes a lot of people getting involved with doing it. If someone wants to volunteer and help out with downtown West Plains, what do they do?
Well, first of all, we would love any volunteers. It does take a lot of support. Our website, westplainsdowntown.com/engage, has a volunteer form that you can fill out. You can also message us on Facebook. We'll get you connected. Really reach out to us, and we will make sure that we find a spot for you to engage however you feel comfortable.
Emily, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
We loved having you on the show, and we'll be back with more Touring the Ozarks, Downtown West Plains Edition in just a moment.